Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Hello, Grace. How are you?
Hi, Philip. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. You have one, what should be a very simple question, but it seems to be incredibly complicated. Where can you go in your 50s to meet someone for a date and not for a hookup?
Absolutely. Yeah, I just felt really strongly about it, Philip, and I wrote a poem which I sent to your lovely self and your crew. And I just felt, you know, having been on the online experience for a week, it has been mind-blowing and eye-opening, to say the least.
Important to say here, you're not down on online dating because it did work for you in the past.
Oh, it did. I caught the man of my dreams, and he, a lovely, lovely man, but last time about 5 years ago, and we've parted ways at the moment. So I just thought I might give it another go with the encouragement of some friends. But I was just horrified by, and actually bemused as well, by the experience, to the point that I wrote the poem.
And has the culture changed that much in 5 years, or was it just a particular website you were on? And don't mention its name for the moment.
No. I feel it has definitely changed. Like, there was a whole variety of men writing to me, like hundreds. But just, it seemed to be a lot more directed towards, you know, a one-night stand as opposed to a relationship, which is really what I'm looking for. And, you know, I was quite clear about that, but some of the comments and the photographs, I mean, it's absolutely, it's a jungle out there, Philip.
Bearing in mind that it is half term and that it is 17 minutes past 2 o'clock of a Friday afternoon and there are younger ears listening, give me a not X-rated, an A or a B-rated version, please, of the kind of interactions you've been having with these men.
You know, there was offers of dinners. I had a guy in Toronto saying he'd fly in to bring me for dinner. I was asked to get married. This is in 5 days. I was asked would I like to go to Tesco's, and it wasn't just for shopping. You know, there was...
Whoa, hang on. Let's examine that one in a little bit more detail. For something more explicit, in the frozen food aisle in Tesco.
Frozen food aisle in Tesco's, yes, beautiful. But some of the names... Some of the names are like...
How could you say no to such an offer, Grace?
I have great fun with this. I just laugh. And I'll write back just as smart to them, you know. But, you know, there was some amazing ones. But I suppose part of it, like, it was really bemusing in ways. But some of the names that these people came up with, I know, again, I couldn't probably say half of them. But
Well, if they're made-up names, go on, tell us. Or are they just too explicit?
What about this one, Philip? Sexy spuds.
Sexy spuds. I wonder how much success he has had with sexy spuds now.
And then bumper humper. That's a good one, isn't it? I know. You would pick it up. And the thing is...
do you know what? I just had a business idea. Somebody needs to be offering these fellas advice on how to talk to women and how to make themselves appear attractive.
But some of the photographs...
Bumper humper, if you're listening, that is not going to work.
No. But some of the photographs, the best one for me was, it was a granddad, bless him, popping his head out of a shower with a plastic shower curtain.
I hope the shower curtain wasn't transparent, was it?
Well, kind of, yes, it showed enough. It was absolutely unbelievable.
And would there be a large proportion of unsolicited pictures of that part of the male anatomy of which men only have one and women have none?
No, I have to say, bless, I didn't have that experience, but thank God. But, I mean, the words were enough. And the names of the people, I've just thought it was hilarious. And, you know, there was all ages writing to me, and one guy said to me, I can be whatever age you want me to be. You know, please. You know,
Had you asked him what age he was when he made this offer, or...?
He put their ages up, and I said, you're looking very well for someone who's 56. And he said, no, I'm actually 36, but I can be whatever age you want me to be. To God, Philip.
I know you're getting a bit of a laugh out of it, but I have to say I'm feeling a little bit depressed on behalf of my entire gender. I mean, were quite pathetic, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, if these men seriously think that this is the way to talk to a member of the opposite sex, that is depressing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And that's why I felt so strongly about doing this, writing this poem. But also, I want you to be my fairy godfather. And I want to be granted three wishes. And to the men of Ireland, is there any decent men out there in their early 50s who want to have a relationship with a lovely, attractive woman who's free?
I see that the phone lines are already clogging up. That's,
I hope so.
That's not going to be the issue, but...
Yeah, but it's just to meet someone, you know, who is decent, you know, someone who wants to have a date, someone who wants to, you know, have a life with somebody and enjoy each other, not this one-night stand rubbish. Mm. I mean...
Do you get the impression, though, that, I mean, because I don't understand, are these guys on there entertaining themselves with this fantasy that there are women who are just going to drop everything at the first sight of Bumper Humper's name, never mind his vital statistics, and say, yes, that's it, I'm yours? Or is it actually working? Are there hookups taking place?
There are. Oh, I'd imagine so, yes. Absolutely. And there's an awful lot as well of people like con artists, because if I hadn't got the wisdom and knowledge of life myself, like there was a few guys who were saying things like, I was just about to take down my profile and I saw yours and my cousin happened to be looking over my shoulder and he'd love to meet you. I mean, please. Like, it's rubbish. And a lot of the photographs aren't even
there. I'm very naive, but I might have fallen for that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't fall for any of that nonsense. And then you hear nothing from them again. And, you know, things like that, or, you know, or the biggest one was people sending you messages without photographs. And I questioned one guy and he said, well, you know how it is, ... I'm married.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, what a chance, you know.
It sounds like a right old cesspit, in particularly where you're something different, I think, in this... this network, because you are actually a real live woman.
Looking for a date.
Because I remember I heard a podcast very recently, very good thing called The Butterfly Effect by John Ronson. And one of the things that he examined was the. Do you remember that there was a website called Ashley Madison, which was supposed to be offering adulterous experiences to both men and women, and there was scores and scores. I mean, I think something like 30 million men paid and signed up to this service in the belief that there was 5 million women out there who wanted to have affairs. But it proved to be the case that most of the 5 million women were actually fembots, so to speak, that they didn't actually exist, or that they had never done anything once the name and the profile had been created online, creating perhaps a desirable impression of a larger number of women who were interested in having affairs than actually existed.
Oh, it's so frustrating. But especially, you know, I'm an attractive woman. I'm someone who's self-employed. I'm independent. My kids are grown up. Like, I'm ready.
Jeez, you're a catch. You're an absolute catch.
I am. And then you're meeting these twats who they've got their head. Or, I like your mouth. Oh, please. You know?
Good Lord.
Like, 5 years ago when I met my other partner, like, he captured my attention because his, you know, he had a wonderful way of writing and he was interesting. Whereas a lot of these guys, bless them, and always taking pictures in the toilet. That is a big thing, guys. Don't take photos in the toilet.
Ew.
And they, yes, and they take selfies in the mirror.
What?
So you can see their faces. Oh, you wouldn't make it up, Philip. It's unreal.
Why would you take a picture of yourself in the toilet?
Well, oh, I tell you, anyone else who may be listening to this who has been online, they understand, because they are actually taking photos of themselves in a mirror. And then there's also the guys who take photos of themselves with their sunglasses on in a dark room. Now, that is bemusing.
Well, now you can guess why that is.
I mean, yes.
Well, there's a wife somewhere that might recognise them.
Oh, it's just devastating. And I just felt, I felt so strongly, Philip. I said, I'm going to go on the National Airways. Because just to, for people out there, that just to prove that there are good men out there, and there are some wonderful women out there too, who also want to meet, vice versa, men who want to meet lovely women.
What are you looking for? I mean, have you lowered your sights? Is it now basically somebody who's prepared to converse with you and nothing more? Or have you a few other criteria that boxes that you'd like ticked?
No, I won't be taking myself to a nunnery or anything like that. I'm in my early 50s. I'd love to meet someone I can date. And yes, of course, I'd love to think the idea of going into a relationship again, of course. And someone who I can share my life with and have fun and adventures and travel. And, I mean, very basic stuff that I would have had before. So it sounds to me that in the last 5 years, from what I can see of the online experience, it has most definitely drastically changed for the worst.
It sounds like a depressing old kind of world, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I know, your listeners, there has to be. You're my fairy godfather. Three men out there who perhaps would be on to go for a date and see what happens. Do you know what I mean? Normal men.
Yeah. Not you, Bumper Humper, if you're listening.
He's going to love that.
Don't call 1850-715-815 and ask for Grace's hand in companionship.
In yes. Well, the guy from Toronto wants to marry me. He's spoken to me twice.
So well, now, I think stay away from that one. Somebody's prepared to fly across the Atlantic on the strength of one or two conversations. I think we're looking at Ted Bundy type territory there, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I'd be fairly au fait with that, but I kind of, again, if you were anyway vulnerable, you know, you could fall for something like that because they're so charming, and some of them, well, most of them are, but some of them are just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, come on, fellas of Ireland, up your game, really. You know,
for sure. And that's
it's not as if Grace doesn't want a bit of a kiss and a cuddle at some point in time, but not up front.
No, well, certainly not a photograph of someone in a shower.
Does that not show a bit of a sense of humour, perhaps?
No. I think he thought he was kind of like the Burt Reynolds of his day or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bless him. But, you know, it's so amusing. It really is. It's amusing and yet it's pitiful. I've only been on it 5 days and I'm just taking myself off it. So,
that's it. This is your last roll of the dice, is it?
This is it, Philip. You're my godfather now. Is it.
Well, the pressure is on now, Grace.
Yes.
Can we be a little bit more specific? Are you Leinster based?
I am. I'm Leinster based.
But will you travel for a date?
Well, they can travel to me. Or I can meet halfway. You see, that's it. I'm independent. And yes, you know, and I've a lot to give. As I'm sure a lot of women, certainly my friends, who are all in their early 50s, like we're women who've had life experience and now we're in the second stage of our lives. And I know there's beautiful men out there who would love to share their lives. And again, if they're going down the same route as this, my God, I don't know what it is for the men. I mean, that might be something someone might come on and talk about.
No sooner than you say it that Martin pops up on my screen here. Good afternoon, Martin. How are you?
Philip, how are you? Not too bad.
What is it like on the other end of the equation?
It's exactly the way that lady described it. Although I found I was on the one of them last year, and the difficulty I had was actually getting people to meet you for a coffee.
Mm. Yeah, and, I mean, there's the safety and security concerns for women in doing that, though, Martin, isn't there?
Well, not really. I mean, meet in a public place, in a coffee shop. I mean, in a shop somewhere. I mean, you're not asking to meet somebody in a park or. You know, it's always going to be in a public place because I want to protect myself as well. And, you know,
but I would have to imagine that while there might be some women who are messing, who are on there, that they're not there in the same kind of numbers and with the same, shall we say, motivation as the men that Grace is dealing with.
I'm not so sure about that. I mean,
Go on. This is getting interesting.
I've had lots of unusual things that actually have happened, but I suppose the first thing was, I mean,
examples, Martin. Examples.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of examples. Starting off, I'm very skeptical about the whole thing. I'm very skeptical of profiles because you don't know. I mean, it could be a guy that's actually there behind the profile of a lovely looking woman. Mm-hmm. You don't actually know, and you only find out if they meet you for a coffee. And I think there's an awful lot of fake profiles. I do believe that a lot of women out there have nothing else to do here. We'll go on a dating thing and I'll massage my ego and I'll get messages or whatever. They've no interest in actually meeting up with somebody. That's been my experience. But I've also been solicited for sex, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, but I was...
Sorry, I didn't mean to make that sound like it was completely impossible or unlikely, yeah, no, Martin.
No. I was going to be paid
for... Oh, really, Martin, have you? Sorry,
yeah,
tell me.
So yeah, you get profiles in there with ladies who are selling a service.
Ah, okay.
Now, usually the profile doesn't last very, very long, but I've experienced that as well. I've got pictures of wobbly bits sent to me. So it's not so nice for men either.
No, doesn't sound like it. Have you ever actually succeeded in persuading somebody, a real live human being and not a sex worker, to go for a cup of coffee?
I've met one or two.
But you didn't click, did you?
Well, I clicked with one lady. So, and we're currently in a relationship still.
So I'm sorry, Grace. I was beginning to get hopeful there. I was auditioning Martin silently in the background.
Godfather, yes.
But
Martin's one of the decent ones because he's declaring it publicly. Is it looking like Love Ever After, Martin?
Well, sure. Look, we don't know yet. It's a bit early in the day.
Ah, but you can't be coming on complaining about dating services if you're in the throes of, if not young love or first love, certainly fruitful love.
Yeah, well, look, what I decided to do when I went online, I'd given it 3 months and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my profile probably didn't help me really either because you don't want to be giving out all your stuff on
I hope you're not the bloke in the shower, are you?
No, but
you're not bumper humper, are you, Martin?
No. But my profile was quite funny in a way because I did declare straight up that I didn't drive a BMW.
Yeah.
That I didn't have a gold credit card, and if that's what you were looking for, you won't find it here.
But Martin,
that probably put off an awful lot of people, but that's what I put up at the time.
Women just want to meet a decent bloke who they can share things with. A lot of women are very independent now, and there's very much that belief that women are always looking for the gold diggers. I mean, and vice versa, I guess. But certainly there really are, as you know, you've obviously met a lovely woman now. There are some genuine people out there, and I know there's some genuine guys. I haven't had the opportunity to meet them yet on this time, you know?
Yeah.
So I just felt really strongly about it.
Yeah, in fairness though, Grace, 5 days, you might have to kiss a few more frogs.
Oh, no, I think I've kissed too many now at this stage. No, definitely not. Not for me. It's
Martin, would you say she's throwing in the towel a bit quickly?
Yeah, well, I think you need to give it a bit longer. I mean, I decided to give it 3 months and I found the whole thing very, very frustrating. I mean, you'd get a profile there. I remember actually one profile, it was a picture of the back of a lady's head. Now, she had a nice hairstyle. Right, so being polite, I'd be very, very polite. So I sent a nice message.
I think that's kind of admirable, though, Martin. I mean, is that person not saying, looks don't really matter, please judge me on my personality and then you'll get to find out what I look like?
I would agree with you there. But the problem is she never engaged her personality. I sent her a nice message and she did never reply. And that says something. There's something fake about it. They're after something particular. I don't know whether it's a scam or whatever.
Yeah.
But I saw her profile another day coming up, and I decided to say, well, look, how about maybe meeting up for a coffee? And it's a nice hairstyle you have, but any possibility of getting a picture on the other side? For all I know, you could be a fella with long hair. Now, that certainly provoked a reaction then, you know.
What did she say?
Well, she says, I'm in the public service and I don't want my picture all over the place, but maybe that is the case and that isn't the case. But, I mean, look, if you're not up front at the beginning, well, I mean, you need to throw, you know, there's a lot of questions then about people who actually put up that sort of profile.
1850-715-815. Paul, good afternoon. How are you? You're saying that men are not the only ones taking selfies.
Yes, that's correct.
And salacious selfies, is that what you're talking about?
No, just selfies in the mirror, really, full length full height selfies.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Do people not have people that you could actually get them to take a picture of them? You know, because at the end of the day, you're promoting yourself per se by taking a photo. So that's interesting that women do the same.
Oh yes, absolutely. I've seen many selfies taken in the mirror, and some of them are not in private loos. I'd say they're in hotel loos or hotel rooms.
What is it with toilets? You know, the world is a beautiful place, you know. I just find it so bemusing. I really do.
Brian, good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad, Philip. How are you?
What did you want to say?
Oh, I just want to say I agree. I don't know that lady's name or the other guy who's on there.
Grace.
Hi, Grace. But I was on one of these dating apps as well. I have been for 3 or 4 years, single guy. And not exactly in the flush of youth, but anyway. Very difficult to meet anybody. You try and arrange a cup of coffee or a drink in a pub or something, and you look at the description of themselves, etc., maybe a photograph. Photograph of me up there, description of myself, and nothing untoward, nothing rude, just say looking for a bit of fun and a bit of company, and nobody ever contacts
you. Hang on, Brian, isn't a bit of fun a code?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean it like that. I'm very sorry.
So you're looking for companionship. Yeah,
I was going to say good time, but that'd be wrong as well.
Oh, it's a minefield.
It is a minefield. I've given it up. I gave it all up now, and I spend 3 or 4 days a week down the country, 3 or 4 days a week up in Dublin, and I just gave it all up. I said to hell with it.
And Brian, does that mean that you have given up on the chance of ever finding somebody to share your life with?
No, I haven't. But I'm just having not much success at the moment. So hopefully my luck will change. Grace, if you're not doing that, then give me a shout. And
Brian, are you directly asking Grace to meet for
yes,
a cup of coffee?
I am.
Okay, well. We might have to work on the bedside manner a little bit here.
No, you're the one bringing in the innuendos now.
You're the best man.
I'm interested here now in what the next step might be, because Grace, I wonder, you know, when you are looking at these profiles with their limited amount of details, and you think to yourself, God, do I really want to commit to an entire evening to, you know, the expense and the bother of dinner and getting dressed up or whatever, and be stuck with somebody who might turn out to be the most grotesque pain in the backside?
Yes.
And do you say to them, you know, hang on a second, can we meet and go shopping? Can we meet, you know, and go for a quick walk during my lunch break or something like that? Is that a nice sort of low-key entry point to dating now?
Yeah, I guess so. It's better than a walk in Tesco's anyway.
You can be going to Tesco's on your own, Grace. I won't be going with you there.
Frozen food aisle, but it seems...
forget the frozen food aisle and all that.
I don't think it was a walk that Grace was being offered on that particular occasion in Tesco. All right,
look,
my commiserations to all of you, but please don't throw in the towel. Give love a chance. Keep on going, guys. Oh, hang on a second. Just stay where you are, though. Do stay where you are. We may have one or two solutions, but I've got to do this first.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
There's quite a number of people who want to talk to Grace. We've got a couple of suitors lined up there. Let me bring in another point of view on this before we do, though, Grace. Pearl, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure. I might ignore that now for a moment. It's not a pleasure to talk to you today because of the subject matter. And Philip, you're a brave man, the way that you're giving airtime to that crazy woman, Grace. She should be ashamed of herself. If for a self-employed woman in her 50s, she should have more sense than to spend valuable time on being on chat lines and dating lines and whatever you're having yourself. It's tantamount to white trash.
Oh, Pearl, that's a big harsh.
I know, it sounds terrible. But I would advise her to try. Excuse me, Grace, you got a long hearing, so please let someone else give the other side of the argument. Can she be quiet? And to stop that silly laugh of yours as well. It does nothing for you, Grace. That's why I have coined the phrase white trash. Now, Philip, why doesn't Grace sort out clubs of some description? There are afternoon dances. There are tennis clubs, golf clubs, walking clubs, and gymnasiums where you can go if you want and you're interested in having a relationship. What on God's earth is that lady wasting her time for on chat lines where men only go on it to make a fool of women? Now, women have developed such a low standard and profile all over. They have brought down the standards for themselves. They've also reduced the standards of men because it was always recognized and accepted.
Pearl, you have some very strong views here, but because...
Excuse me, Philip,
hang on a second, Pearl.
Women, because you've been so personal in what you have said about Grace.
I'm going to allow Grace to respond to you now because you've picked on her and you've said some, frankly, some pretty miserable things about her.
Well, it might be miserable to you, but it the truth can be bitter.
Well,
and Grace has got a long run, and what she's up to and why she's coming on Liveline, wasting precious time for other more important
things. What is more important in life than looking for love, Pearl?
But the type of love she's looking for, the place, the country, the world is saturated with lust, not love. I wonder, would Grace recognise love if it hit her in the face? I would advise you strongly.
You're starting to get very personal.
You're the person who came on. Person who was doing all the talking, and you're the person who wants.
I know, but she didn't come on. She did not come on to be insulted like this by you.
What did she expect?
She expected a conversation about trying to find love. Well, you know what? Hang on a second. I'm going to let her speak for herself, I'm also going to let her decide whether she wants to speak to you, Pearl.
I would like to speak, please. Yeah,
Philip. I want to tell you, I don't want to speak to Grace. I wouldn't waste my time.
All right. Well, do you know what? We can resolve that. Why don't you hang up now, Pearl?
I think
this conversation is at an end.
So I'll sign off, and Grace,
and goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
But Grace, I do feel like I have to offer you the opportunity to say something there.
Oh, I'd very much like to take that opportunity. And bless Pearl. Pearl's probably somebody married 35, 40 years.
Well, let's not personalise it about her either now, Grace, you know.
Bless her. No, I understand. But she's looking from it in a very different perspective. I was genuinely coming on here to talk about the idea that I would love to find a proper relationship that I can go forward with. And that my 5-day experience, this was horrendous. I wasn't advocating this. I'm saying it's exactly what I don't want.
Yeah, I know. I think she's completely misunderstood that point.
Bless her. No, that's
your,
not
your
white
call
trash.
Is
I'm
about love and not lust. Precisely the opposite of what she was saying.
Part.
Yes. All right. Hang on a second, though. 1850 715 815. Patrick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You haven't been scared off by the turn that the conversation has taken, have you?
Yeah, well, I think that the last speaker there was a bit over the top. So it's just, I'm in the same boat, and I'm not actually looking for love, of course, but it seems to be with all these dating sites and all that thing, and Grace seems to be a very genuine type of person. And I'm just disappointed at all these sites, and it costs money as well on a lot of the sites. So just disappointed with. Hello?
Yeah, no, Patrick, it's just out of interest. I mean, what kind of money are we talking about to join one of these sites?
Well, it can range from anything from €50 to over 100.
Okay.
To be a premium customer, and then you don't know who you're getting, and there's very few free dating sites or genuine people that want to go on a dating site.
And where you have paid as much as €100 for premium membership, I don't mean to sound transactional about it, but what have you got from it? Have you actually met anybody who piqued your interest in theirs?
Yeah, well, they're actually from Brazil.
Well, that's not a problem, is it? Unless they're living in Brazil, in which case it is.
Well, it's not a problem. to be, but I just wouldn't be interested in travelling to Brazil.
Oh, sorry, like they were actually in Brazil. Okay, well, then that is a bit of a problem. Sorry, stupid question.
Roland, write to me.
Sorry, Grace.
I've had guys from New Zealand ask me out.
Right.
And I'm here in Ireland. I mean, it's worldwide now, which is something I don't recall from the last time. So it's worldwide. You really don't know. I guess you can change your settings for that.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be too much to ask for, does it? A human connection, a little bit of intimacy, verbal intimacy, not even physical intimacy with somebody. But yes, it is just so hard. How long have you been trying, Patrick?
Probably 5-6 years.
Oh, and in all that time, how many times would you say that your little heart has gone pitter-patter and said, this is the right person for me, or have you ever had anything approaching that?
Well, to be nice about it, I did meet one, and she wasn't very, very talkative or very nice, but a fell by the wayside.
One in 5 or 6 years?
Yes, yeah. I consider myself a very genuine fellow. I've socialised a lot in music groups and that sort of thing, and it doesn't seem to make any difference there too.
Okay. All right. Look, folks. So,
Grace sounds very genuine to me.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Well, I have a clatter of email addresses here to pass on to Grace, and I think you can correspond with each other that way, it might be.
Put my name at the top.
All right, we will do, Patrick.
Oh, my goodness, my luck again, isn't it marvellous?
All right, I have a large number of ad breaks, which I unfortunately have to take. We got so absorbed in this conversation, but just let me get another one of them out of the way.